Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday Eve, and I got to tell you something. We are perhaps actually going to see some substantial snow for us. Snow is projected now to begin around 2 o'clock this morning, last until 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Could see 3 inches of snow. All right. Some places we would laugh about it. I certainly know that years ago in New England, I'll be settled in. You know what I miss? I miss the robocalls from Chris Whitley at the Hanover County Public Schools. Some of you in school divisions have good quality people giving you the snow closings, I'm sure. But I have to tell you, none of them hold a candle to Chris Whitley. He is the best. And so somebody on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140, just texted me a few moments ago and said, Jeff, Hanover County just closed. Okay. Well, you know what that means is that you got a call from Chris Whitley. And I'm feeling like I'm missing Whitley. We used to, well, because he is so creative. And each and every one of the snow closing calls is more than just, hey, schools are closed. Good luck to you. He just does a great job. So, I don't know. I get a little misty-eyed here. Because it also reminds me that we don't have any kids in school, which is a weird thing. At least for us. I'm back to making sandwiches, though. That's good, isn't it? Because Julia's now got this day program, and I got to make a sandwich for, well, just one sandwich. But it still, you know, gives me a little something to do, get up early in the morning, relatively early. And it gives me a chance to listen to Richmond's Morning News with Rich Herrera. So that is a good, good thing. Now, we've got a lot of that we're going to be dealing with this afternoon, including our buddy Rob Chadwick. Rob, of course, retired supervisory special agent from the FBI, headed up all of their tactical training in Quantico for many, many years. Now the principal training advisor for the U.S. Concealed Carry Association, Delta Defense. So pretty cool stuff. He's going to be with us as more of us are out shopping. And there's still plenty of folks who are doing the brick and mortar stuff. You need to be aware, right? You've heard me talk about head on a swivel. That's the reality of it, man. You got to be aware of what's going on. You got to be aware of your surroundings. It is another reason. I don't ever encourage anybody to be a concealed carry person unless you're ready for that. If you are thinking to yourself, well, I don't know if I could, well, then you probably shouldn't. You shouldn't. If you come from a background where you say, yeah, I understand the responsibilities, the obligations, and they are huge, all right, that's something else. I talk about New American Arms, 6017 West Broad Street in the West End. That's my buddy Tony Martin over there, retired police officer. You and I, who are concerned about Second Amendment rights, we have until what, January the 16th to go shopping? Isn't it January the 17th that the Spamburger team is going to move into the Executive Mansion and Pocahontas building and all of that good stuff? I think so. So if you have been sort of on the bubble and you're thinking I probably should add a few things to my collection, I agree with you. You probably should add a few things to your collection. It's going to be some very, very rough sledding for 4 years. You've already got, as an example, committed cop hater Mike Jones, who is introducing legislation to attack law enforcement officers. Now he wants to be a state senator. Wasn't that long ago. He was a city councilman in the city, and then he got a state delegate slot. Now he wants to be the state senator. And he doesn't live in Chesterfield County either, right? So that would be in keeping with that district, because we don't know exactly where Ghazala Hashmi lives. But then again, she doesn't know exactly where she lives, so that's okay. But he's going to be coming at everybody with all sorts of anti-firearms legislation. There's going to be a lot of stuff coming down the pike, and you're going to need to be aware of it. That's all that I have to say. All right. If you are seeing anything in your neck of the woods, would you do me a favor? I'd like us to be a resource. We're not going to not be talking about the important things, but this is a huge thing for most of us at this point. Hit me up on that James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. I saw roads that were pre-treated. I had to, as I mentioned to you, I was down at the radio factory a little bit earlier today. Pretty pleasant interaction, don't you think, Germ? I thought so. That meeting is still going on. There's no doubt about that. That, like the snowstorm, could very well last 12 hours, but I left when I was done. And anyway, but no, it was very nice. And I did have a chance to see a lot of roads, obviously, and lots of them had been pre-treated. Prior to heading over to the radio factory, I was over at the UCROPS headquarters, and that's where the Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia has some temporary digs, while their permanent digs are being more, you know, diggity or something. I don't know. I mean, whatever they do when you fix stuff up. Hot diggity or you know what I'm saying. They're revamping the offices. And I saw a lot of the brine on the roads. And all I could think of was brine. Ah, I think my brine really did beat the Tom Leonard's brine. I'm not entirely sure. Because, you know, TJ Leonard from Tom Leonard's Farmer's Market is such a colossally nice guy. Oh, he's a good guy. He's like salt of the earth. He told me that they were doing this competition. And it was my brine versus his brine. And it was being done at his house. And he said that my brine won. It was a blind taste test. They had two turkeys. Big, nice birds, by the way. That's what they look like, man. One was brined with my recipe. One was brined with his. And then they were baked in the same oven, the same amount of time, served, and nobody knew. I thought that they were doing it by initials, like, this is TJ's and this is some other guy's. So go ahead, you vote freely. No, that's not what they did. Germ, you and I were both concerned that there might have been shenanigans afoot. And there were no shenanigans, and nothing was afoot except good eating. So what happened, they just had numbers. You could vote for, and I don't think they even had, like, one or two. It was just, like, you know, eight. Or three, whatever it was. I mean, it was totally noncommittal, and he claims that I won that competition. I don't want to brag much, so I've said to him, I think we should do more of that. Like, we should have a giant brine-off. I'm going to kick that around. All right, taking a look at the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140. 931 says, hey, Jeff, I love your show. Well, thank you. I love yours as well, 931. New Kent County schools are closed tomorrow. All right, so we just got Hanover, and we got New Kent County in as closed. 804, Martha down in Petersburg says, Jeff, Aldenaro at WRBA was the best at announcing school closings. As a school kid who grew up in Chesterfield in the 60s and 70s, we would announce when we would cheer when he announced our county, and he did the list over and over and over and over again. You're right, Martha. Now, I will not do the list over and over and over and over again because it is the year 2025, and everybody is connected to the interwebs, and you can find it all over there. But I am going to share it with you every once in a while just because I love putting smiles on people's faces, and ain't nobody happier right about now than kids. Nobody more upset than parents. See? It's perfect. It is 4:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. 4:21, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA, on a Friday Eve. I've got a note here from 3D in Hanover. He says, Jeff, I am a Chicago refugee. To count as an actual snowfall, there has to be enough snow for a house cat to leave a paw print. Anything less than that is considered a dusting. Well, fair enough. 3D in Hanover, I will go along with your expert analysis. And now that we have a cat, I feel like, now we're eminently qualified. I think it's going to be great. Speedy has decided that he likes going outside. And now this is the best part about Speedy. Speedy knows that he has to come back inside. And he knows that when he comes back inside, he got a treat, and he always gets a treat when he comes back. So I'm, and he thinks he's a dog. This is the thing that Heidi and I decided today by official royal decree. He really does. He thinks he's a dog, and he acts more like a dog than he does a cat. The dog's still looking at him like, you are the weirdest looking dog I've ever seen, but okay. There you go. There you go. Let me see here. Okay, now this is the trash panda report, the raccoon. You know, I've been making fun of the fact that we've got a drunk raccoon up here in Hanover. And Heidi, of course, has invited the raccoon to the bar since he's not really welcome back at our local ABC store over there by the Food Lion. But I've got a note here. I'm going to share it with you because this gentleman is very serious about this. And actually, it's kind of serious. Jeff, I own a biohazard and hoarding cleanup company. Hoarding cleanup. God, can you come and clean up my bathroom? Because it's I swear it's starting to look like a hoarder. Anyway, people should be very careful about feeding raccoons or treating them as anything but a wild animal. Raccoon feces is among the most dangerous we deal with due to a parasite that raccoons commonly carry. It doesn't harm the raccoons, but it can kill people. Treatments exist, but a cure does not. The Ashland ABC store is my local store, too, and it's great that people are having fun with the trashed panda, but people should not be deciding to feed the raccoons just because they are cute. They create a lot of problems when they get into people's homes, and even if they are just hanging around, their feces is dangerous. All right, so it is another reason to hate raccoons. Raccoon poop is bad. All right, Sean checking in. Jeff, Powhatan schools announced they are closed tomorrow. Okay, Linda says, Jeff, here in Henrico, we got an email before we left school today. Schools are closed. I love snow dances and snow day supporter shirts. Worked. All right, well, there you go. So we got the big ones. We've got Hanover. We've got Powhatan. We've got Henrico. We don't have Chesterfield yet, but come on. If that's the way it's going, you know it's going to go that way. Same thing with the city of Richmond. And obviously, we'll keep you up to speed on all of that. But again and again and again, I'm going to remind you, we're looking at perhaps 3 inches of snow total, expected to begin at about 2 o'clock this morning, expected to last until about 2 o'clock in the afternoon tomorrow. Jeff, 434 says, I will be working on the farm tomorrow just like any other day. Pat from Richmond says, Jeff, I have prepared for the snow. I put rugs on the deck so my dog doesn't slide off when he goes out. Oh, that's awfully nice of you. Dave in Claremont says, Jeff, I'm going to make the roads safer by staying home. Let the crazies have the roads. God bless them all. I'm with you on that. It is 426. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
.435, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA, a lovely Friday Eve. It is a snowmageddon, and here is the latest. 2 o'clock this morning, we should see snow begin to fall. That's going to become heavier and steadier through the overnight. Very heavy downpours, or downfalls, I guess, at times. And it is, according to Matt DiNardo over at 8 News, it's going to be with us until about 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. Could see 3 inches of snow. Everybody's closed already. The school division's weighing in. Richmond City Public Schools are closed. I still haven't officially heard from Chesterfield, but Hanover, Henrico, New Kent, Goochland, Powhatan, Richmond City, Richmond City Catholic, you know Chesterfield's going to be closed. So it's just one of those days, and it's an easy one in terms of predicting that. Nobody's going to be out there unless they have to be. We'll still have our first responders out there. Let's do right by those guys and gals. Let's do right by the VDOT crews that are out there. Every road that I've been on today, and I've been on a bunch of them, they've all been pre-treated. So I think we're probably in as good a shape as we're going to be. Saturday, I still think that's going to be an issue for our Dominion Energy Christmas parade. Now, I'm scheduled to be part of that. I'm going to be on the Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia float, along with friends of mine, my buddy Dan Morrissey and his beautiful daughter, Emily Morrissey, from Emily's Bracelets, emilysbracelets.com. So I don't know how that's going to go, but stay close. Everybody's out shopping. Well, right about now, everybody's getting rock salt because they want to prepare. But I am looking at a wonderful article that came in. It's called The Madding Crowds, Keeping Holiday Shopping Season Safety Front of Mind. Our dear friend Rob Chadwick, retired supervisory special agent for the FBI, headed up tactical training for the Bureau at Quantico for an awfully long time. Now the principal training advisor for Delta Defense, U.S. Concealed Carry Association. You gotta have your head on the swivel. Rob, good afternoon, sir.
Hey, Jeff, it's always great to be with you, my friend.
Yeah, it's always great to have you here. Believe me, you have, you're all over this. Of course, your book, The Practical Guide to Personal Security, lays a lot of this out. But this piece where you're talking about safety at the mall and stuff like that, this is a difficult time for people, isn't it? Dangerous time.
Well, it can be, Jeff. You know, this time of the year is so important to not only our retailers and, you know, shopkeepers, but really to our way of life. It, you know, a lot of money changes hands. It's a great time of year. People are excited. They're buying gifts. They're thinking about getting together. And, you know, by no means do I want to put a damper on that. But what really puts a damper on it is when, you know, someone might be the victim of a crime or, you know, an opportunity there. And so I just want to, you know, remind people to take a little bit of extra time, think about, you know, what could possibly happen and have a plan for that. Right. You and I talk about this all the time, Jeff. You know, if you just have a plan and accept that, you know what, something could happen, probably won't happen, but it could happen to me. And I know what I'm going to do about it. You are so much more likely to achieve a positive outcome in a critical situation, should it occur, than if you just hadn't taken a few moments to consider that ahead of time.
One of the things that you've mentioned in the past, Rob, is that realistically, the body can't do anything that the mind hasn't prepared for, right? You've got to think these things through. If you really do think, you really are hoping that it's all going to come together when it has to come together.
Yeah, that's so true, Jeff. You know, we often hear about the fight or flight syndrome, right? And there's a third F that is much more frequent in a sudden, you know, crisis, and that is freezing. People will freeze.
Yep.
We see it over and over again, and it's tragic because, you know, as you mentioned, the body cannot go where the mind has not been, and we see this literally just every single day. A victim of a crime is suddenly and unexpectedly attacked. They are completely overwhelmed in every way. And so they become the victim of a circumstance, right? They are literally overcome by events. And yet we also see so many people who have taken just a little bit of time, considered what they might do, considered that, you know what, this could happen to me, and I've got a plan. I'm going to leave. I'm going to empower myself to do something. Those are the people that we see, Jeff, historically, that are just so much more likely to come out or come through a situation like that safe. And ultimately, all of us just want to go home at the end of the day, get back with our families, and celebrate the holidays.
Absolutely. Rob Chadwick joining us. Rob joins us every other week. He's the principal training advisor for the U.S. Concealed Carry Association. Marvelous group. I'm a member of it. I believe in it because, God forbid, you've got to defend yourself. That's not even half the battle. The real battle begins when you've got attorneys and law enforcement, everybody else you're dealing with. Rob, of course, retired supervisory special agent from the FBI. His book is called The Practical Guide to Personal Security, and that covers all of this. Rob, let's say somebody is headed out. Now, tomorrow here in Central Virginia, we're expected to get a couple of inches of snow, which means for the most part, people are going to be at home. They're not going to be dealing with a lot. But Saturday, if it all comes together, we've got our big Dominion Energy Christmas parade. People will go right from the parade route to go shopping. What sort of thinking goes into this? What sort of plan should they have at the parade and then when they're going shopping? What should they be looking for?
That's a great question, Jeff. And the first thing I want to say is absolutely go to the parade, man. Go out there and celebrate with, you know, your fellow citizens. Be part of the holiday festivities. It's wonderful. I don't want fear to get in the way. What I want people to do is empower themselves. You know, if you're going out to a parade with loved ones or you know, friends, you know, agree upon, hey, you know what, if something happens, you know, something completely unexpected, improbable, right, not likely, yeah, it'll probably be a wonderful thing. Yeah. But if something does happen, and if we get separated, let's pick a spot, you know, that we all can find easily without our phones even, and say, you know what, we're going to meet at the front entrance to, you know, a very prominent building or near this tower that we can all find on the skyline. Just a rally point to get back together in case we get separated, because you never know what could pop off. And, right, you know, you want to then be able to get back together with your loved ones and determine, you know what, if something looks like it's going to develop, we're leaving right away. We're going to meet back at the car or wherever that is. So a rally point that everyone can easily find, understanding that if you do get separated, you know, you're out the malls and things get out of hand, we are going to meet back at this location, that sort of thing. Just a quick, you know, nothing sophisticated or fancy, yeah, but knowing that if all else fails at 3 o'clock, we're going to meet at, you know, this restaurant or wherever it is,
right,
so that we can get back together and have that predetermined, because sometimes, you know, cell phones go down too.
That's right. That's right. Well, one of the things that needs to be addressed, Rob, you covered this in that great class you had a couple of weeks ago locally, and I would imagine you cover it in in all of the presentations you do for U.S. Concealed Carry Association. But watching the video, it was in a mall. I don't remember the exact set of circumstances, but there were people, obviously, who were concerned about their bags of stuff as opposed to getting out of the line of fire.
Yeah, that's right, Jeff. And, you know, I talk to people all the time about this, right? What are you willing to risk your life for? And we kind of use like the Shark Tank analogy. Imagine you've taken your family to the aquarium at SeaWorld or whatever, and you have a very nice watch on your wrist. Maybe it's your Rolex.
Yep.
And it slips into the Shark Tank, right? The great white Shark Tank, and it goes to the bottom there. Are you going to jump in and get that watch? I would certainly hope not.
Right.
But let's say your grandson slips out of your arms and falls in that tank. Would you risk your life then? Absolutely.
Yeah.
Right? You would hope. And
yeah.
So, you know, it's really about setting those priorities, everything that is tangible, right? All the items and your money, your wallet, your keys, all those are replaceable.
That's
the
right.
Only thing worth risking your life for is another person, right? Is the people that you care about. So having made those decisions ahead of time, like we talk about, Jeff, those pre-made decisions are so critical in keeping you safe.
Yeah. What about firearms themselves, Rob? We're about to see a very big change here in the Commonwealth of Virginia. We have a governor, an attorney general, a state legislature, which is, to put it mildly, anti-firearm, and they've already made very clear they are going to impose as many restrictions and obstacles as is possible. I am suggesting to people that they go now. I mean, if they've been thinking about this, this is probably the time to take advantage of firearm purchases, because it's just not going to be the same come the middle of January.
Yeah, that's so true, Jeff. And unfortunately, you know, the tool itself is what's demonized. And what I say to people all the time is, you know, firearm is a tool. And the Second Amendment guarantees us the right of access to the one tool that really can level the playing field in an extreme emergency. Now, you know, I'm not a proponent of firearms in every situation, far from it.
Right.
But in those rare circumstances where there's really nothing else for it, the police are not going to be there in time to help you, and that's so common these days, what are you going to do to be able to protect yourself and your family in an extreme emergency? And in so many cases, that firearm in the hands of a properly trained, legally responsible person is that one, you know, defining separator between those that achieve a positive outcome and those that, again, that are overcome by events.
Well, I do remember somebody saying something similar to "wear me on your hip and I will equalize." That sound familiar?
You know, it was one of the great advertising campaigns of all time. You know, back in the 1800s, they said, you know, God created men and Colonel Colt made them equal. And that's really, if you think about that, right? Think about if you had to face off against, you know, Dwayne "The Rock" Johnson, or I wouldn't want to fight that guy, right? No way.
That's right.
But, you know, sometimes those rare circumstances, and you have to be able to protect yourself, defend your family. I certainly don't want to leave that to chance or to, you know, hoping that the police get there in time. Just not a great plan.
No, not at all. Hey, Rob, before I let you go, do me a favor, because I have suggested to everybody that the book, The Practical Guide to Personal Security, really is, number one, it's a great read, and it's about everything from beginning to end, and even after event analysis, if you will. But it's a perfect gift. It'll fit in a stocking. I'm telling you, I want people to get it. How do they get it?
Thanks so much, Jeff. Yeah, we just got a little landing page. It's practicalsecurityguide.com, and that'll show you a little bit about the book, and it's a link directly to Amazon where it's available. It's also available on Audible and just about every streaming platform. You know, I read the book myself for the streaming piece of it, and that was a lot of fun. But I appreciate your advocacy, Jeff. You know, I wrote it so that people do have a little resource there that they can consult and maybe start a conversation with loved ones who might be, you know, looking for a little bit of help.
There you go. Well, Rob, again, I appreciate you being here, and we'll look forward to chatting again soon.
Always look forward to it, Jeff. Stay safe.
All right. Thank you, my friend. That is Rob Chadwick. He formerly headed up the FBI's tactical training program at Quantico, retired supervisory special agent. That book is called The Practical Guide to Personal Security. Very, very useful, really inexpensive. I don't know, it's probably $20, something like that. But get yourself a couple of copies, put them in those stockings. It's something everybody can learn from. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.